Kristi Noem suspends diversity visa lottery after brown new shooter identified as migrant. By Neil Monroe on December 19, 2025. Homeland Security Chief Kristi Noem has suspended the long-established diversity visa lottery program after the revelation that the Brown University shooter was a beneficiary in 2017. "This heinous individual should never have been allowed in our country," Noem announced late Thursday, adding. In 2017, President Trump fought to end this program, following the devastating NYC truck ramming by an ISIS terrorist, who entered under the DV1 program, and murdered 8 people. "At President Trump's direction, I am immediately directing USCIS, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, to pause the DV1 program to ensure no more Americans are harmed by this disastrous program." The killer, Claudio Neves Valente, was a Portuguese national who won the lottery in 2017. He allegedly killed 2 people, a Portuguese nuclear scientist and a conservative activist. The suspension spotlights the administration's popular policy of reducing migration to prod Wall Street dollars and elite attention to go towards the expensive task of growing ordinary Americans' productivity and wealth. Trump tried to block the program during his first term, and his Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has recently tightened oversight of the winners. But neither Trump nor Noem can stop the Democrat-backed program, which has imported 50,000 new migrants per year from countries with diverse cultures and conflicts. Each year's wave of 55,000 winners becomes far larger as the winners gradually import their family members. The program was created in 1990 by Democratic Senator Ted Kennedy, DMA, and then Representative Chuck Schumer, DNY. It was intended to expand the inflow of chaotic diversity into the United States. The first beneficiaries were Irish citizens, but it now imports people from incompatible cultures in Sudan, Azerbaijan, Tajikistan, Paraguay, and many other countries. The program has welcomed many Muslim migrants into Schumer's home state. "The program is welcomed by business groups because it imports additional consumers, renters, and workers, and because it forces up government spending on welfare. The resulting civic chaos, including crime and terrorist attacks, and imported poverty allow progressives in state and federal governments to play a larger role in American society." Former President Barack Obama is defending the imported diversity as a historic experiment on Americans' democracy. "There's never been an experiment like this, where you have people from every corner of the globe show up in one place," Obama said in September, adding, "We say, based on these ideals, we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal. And a constitution and a bill of rights and a democracy. That we can somehow figure out how to get along and maintain our private beliefs and pray to God in our own ways. And retain aspects of the cultures that we bring from wherever it is that we're coming from. And yet still decide that we are all Americans. And try to make it better for each successive generation. I think George W. Bush believed that, it is possible. I know John McCain believed it. I know Mitt Romney believed it," Obama added at 23 minutes. "Many foreign countries lose out when their young people migrate to the United States. Most of the fortunate diversity winners are relatively well-educated and diligent compared to their fellow nationals. So the program extracts promising young people from developing countries and slows the sending nation's economic development. In the United States, the inflow of migrants pushes young Americans into lower-wage jobs throughout the United States." Trump does have the ability to suspend the award process and has the authority under the 212F law to block the entry of any selected winners.